Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Today I'm going to share with you how to tell if you are nailing your human design journey. Welcome to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. This is the podcast for solopreneurs who want to step up their brand and marketing and elevate their business through their own unique magic that is human design. My name is Teresa, and I'm a brand and web designer. For me, discovering and studying human design was a game changer for my business. These days, I am passionate about guiding you to create your own growth and alignment throughout your own business. Ready to elevate your own brand and marketing? Let's do it. Welcome back to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we're diving deep into the essence of human design energy types, and we are uncovering our signatures and not self themes. These are key to understanding whether you are nailing your human design journey. So each energy type has their own unique signals. So they are the signature and the not self. So the signature really indicates alignment, and the not self is really a sign that you're kind of out of alignment. And understanding these cues is really going to help guide you in towards that alignment when things feel a little bit out of whack. So no matter what your energy type, this episode is your guide to unlocking those secrets of your blueprint. And it doesn't matter if you are new to human design or if you've been on your experiment for a while, listening in might help you get closer to your own alignment. It may trigger something in you and, you know, may help you guide you along. So I'm going to run through each of the five energy types, give you a little bit of a explanation about what your signature and what your not self is, and also give you a little bit of a tip. So I'm going to start with generators. So generators, you're the powerhouse of creation, and it's really fueled by that life force, you know, in that sacral center. So your signature sign is satisfaction. So when you're knee deep in work that's really resonating with you, that you are excited about and loving, you radiate with this, you know, real excitement and fulfillment. And so for you, when you finish your days with that satisfied feeling, it's a sign that you are on the right track. You know, when you sit back and you're like, oh, that was such a satisfying day, a productive day, that was an amazing day, you're on the right track, right? However, when you find yourself feeling frustration and stuck and just blah, you know, it's a clear signal that you've drifted from your alignment. So it's really your sign to check in and see what you're saying yes to that really you should be saying no to. And so it might be that you need to reframe that thing once you work out what it is so it feels more aligned to you, or maybe you need to work on letting go of it entirely. I always give my human design business chart reading clients this example. I'm a generator, right? And one thing I noticed was I was offering chart readings, and I was offering these in the way that I had been taught to do them, and it just wasn't feeling 100% right to me. And so many times I thought, you know, I really enjoy doing these readings, but they're just not going how I would like. I think I need to take them off my website. And you know, every time I'd go to take them down, someone would book one, and I'd be like, oh, maybe I am meant to leave it there. What I realized is that the way I was doing these readings, where I would record going through someone's chart and send it to them, then they could ask me questions about that if they wanted to, that process was not really aligned to me. My big part of my human design is connections and connecting with people. And, you know, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't even really talking to them, right? When I had that light bulb moment and I realized, why don't I just do these live over Zoom and, you know, face to face with a person, and we can workshop things, we can talk, I can make sure they're understanding what information I'm giving them. You know, we can apply it to their current situation to help get them out of that stuck mode. It was like amazing. Like the change from the old chart readings to the new way I was doing them was amazing. So in that case, it wasn't that I needed to get rid of that thing. It was just that I had to reframe it. So for generators, a tip for you is practice active waiting by responding to what excites you rather than initiating. This helps you align really with opportunities that's going to bring you deep satisfaction, because that practice of responding, that's your strategy, right? So work with that strategy and it's going to bring you that deep satisfaction, that those right aligned things. So the next one I want to cover is the manifestors. So you're the bold pioneers that are blazing trails with every step you take. I really envy manifestors. I really do. So your signature is the serene, calm feeling of peace. So when you feel that peace, you know 100% you're on the right track. Now, when you're embracing that inner power that you have to initiate and manifest your desires, you really feel that inner peace and harmony, right? However, when you're feeling anger, it's really a telltale sign that you've strayed from your path, right? So anger is your not self and your sign that you really need to check back in. So a tip for manifestors is to take proactive steps to communicate your intentions and your desires with others. So by initiating conversations and asserting your needs, which is your strategy of informing, right, you can really help maintain that inner peace and empowerment for yourself. Next up is manifesting generators. So you're the dynamic whirlwinds of energy, right? You dance through life with that, you know, unending enthusiasm, right? So your signature is like the generator. It's satisfaction. You know, you may, depending on your chart, have a bit more manifestor energy. So maybe the peace may sort of feel a little bit for you as well. So you're really navigating those multiple passions and pursuits that really, you know, excite you, you're going to really feel that sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. However, when you feel that frustration, or maybe for you it may even be a bit of anger, it's really a gentle nudge to realign with your true essence. So a tip for manifesting generators is to prioritize tasks that align with your multiple passions, right? And bring you a sense of accomplishment. By staying focused on what excites you, you're going to avoid that frustration. And, you know, you may also want to do a little bit of that informing as well. So the projectors. So for you, you're the wise observers and, you know, you're really gifted with those keen insights into the world around you. So your signature is success. So when you're recognized and invited to share your unique gifts, you really feel that achievement and fulfillment, right? But when that bitter taste of resentment is there, it's a sign to realign. That is the clear sign for you that you are out of alignment. So the tip for you is to wait for recognition and invitations. That's your strategy. So working with your strategy, right? Rather than forcing your way into situations, right? By allowing yourself to be recognized and invited, you're going to experience that success more authentically. Don't force yourself onto people. Don't give people advice and insights and things without them having asked for it. So an additional tip I like to give projectors when we're working together is to let you know you can ask for the invitation, right? If you see something so clearly that you really feel called to share, ask that person if they mind if you share what you think. You know, hey, do you mind if I tell you what I think about this? Or, hey, can I share with you what I think or my thoughts? You know, if they say yeah, then that's your invitation and your green light. And another tip, while I'm just thinking of it off the top of my head, if you get that green light down the, next week, you may have been in the same situation with the same person. Ask again for that invitation. Don't think because they gave you the invitation last week that it's still applicable next week, right? So finally, reflectors. So you're the adaptable people. You're really tuned to the ever-changing currents of existence. So your signature is the thrill of surprise. So when life gives you unexpected delights, you thrive in the magic of the moment. However, when that feeling of disappointment is there, it's really a gentle reminder for you to realign with the rhythm. So the tip for you, if you're a reflector, is to really embrace that spontaneity and, stay open to unexpected opportunities, right? Having a mindset of, curiosity and, being adaptable really allows you to find joy in those surprises that life sends and really help you avoid that disappointment. So that's all the five energy types. Now, what I want to say is human design is a continuous experiment in understanding ourselves better. So it's all about diving in, working through the process, and learning to recognize when we're in our element. So that's our signature energy versus when we're off track, our not self tendencies. So play around, experiment, and really get to feel how that feels like for you. Even start with giving yourself a bit of an audit, like check in over the next week, every day, find where the things are just sort of a bit out of sync in your business and even in your life. So that is everything that I wanted to share today. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this helpful and you want to dive deeper into human design, or you've got any burning questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me over Instagram via DM at teresacrifo.co. I'm here to support you on your journey towards alignment and growth. And if you are eager to explore how to infuse human design further in your business, make sure you check out the links in the show notes for more resources and ways that you could work with me. So until next time, keep aligning with your unique magic, and I will talk to you soon.